and windy, and everything that flies. It's all about the race, and it's everything we know. Full down throttle, welcome to the show. Race day rock, get your speedway report now. Race day rock, get your facts from the track. Race day rock, it's the speedway report now. This is how we rock, this is how we roll.
Speedway Report is produced and broadcast by the Zeus Radio Network for Racers Reunion Radio. December is here and big races are still going strong. NASCAR announces the title sponsor for its premier series and creates plenty of talk show material. And the Formula One champion calls it a career. All this and more. Welcome to Speedway Report. Well, Monday, December 5th, 2016, from the shores of Lake Norman in Race City, USA, Mooresville, North Carolina. I'm Patrick Reynolds, and thank you for joining us tonight from the North Myrtle Beach ZRN Studios. Producer Jeff Gilder is with us. Daddy J is at the controls and guiding us home this week. Hello to everybody in North Myrtle Beach. We welcome everyone tuning in to us on Racers Reunion Radio. And hello to everybody out there in Facebook Live world tonight. If you are listening to us on Racers Reunion Radio, welcome to the sound of my voice. If you'd like to see our video simulcast, log on to Facebook, go to our show page, Speedway Report with Patrick Reynolds. There we are. We are broadcasting Facebook Live on our Facebook page. Hello to everybody out there. Welcome to the fastest half hour in racing. And I want to say hello to everybody on our Racers Reunion chat rooms. Both the stock car site and our drag racing site just was over at the, 20 days till Christmas, Tim Leeming tells us. On our stock car site, Danny Whitener is over there along with Coastal Jack, Larry, Stars Radio, still hanging out with us, and Jerry and the legend Tim Leeming signed in with Stock Car Pals. Drag racing gearing up for racing and rocking at the top of the hour. Thomas and Barb are then in there already with Jeff and myself. So if you'd like to do a little bench racing, a little chatting, good to talk and see with everybody. Start an argument there in a little bit. For the reference there, Tim is very excited about the possibility of Dodge returning to NASCAR. So any Toyota fans out there, I encourage you to go to racersreunion.com and log into the stock car site and tell them how much you love other makes of cars out in the world of NASCAR. We especially want to give a hat tip to Leo and our friends down in South America. Good, strong following there every week. Glad all of you are tuning in. Yeah, we're going to talk a little NASCAR tonight. We'll certainly talk about the big news in Formula One, which should resonate from our friends south of the border. So if you are also on our Facebook page, checking out Facebook Live, excuse me, if I could ask you a little bit, give us a like. Yeah, give the page a like. We love liking and keeping in contact with everybody 7 days a week because we love bench racing that much. And to complete the social media cycle, you can tweet me directly. Just go to @SpeedwayPat or @SpeedwayReport. We've got two Twitter sites for our show here, @SpeedwayPat or @SpeedwayReport. Believe it or not, first full week of December, yes, we still have results in the Speedway Report Victory Lane lap to talk about. Where are we going to begin? Of all places, Acworth, New York. Yes. First week of December, outdoor racing in the Catskill Mountains on the quarter-mile dirt track there. They ran the gobbler over the weekend for the dirt modifieds. This was weathered out from Thanksgiving weekend and postponed and just held this past Saturday, December the 3rd, outdoor racing in New York State. Love it. Anthony Perego won the 50-lap main event and a nice check for $5,400 to the winner. Rest of the divisions they had up there, Joe Brunning won the sportsman race. Kyle Welsh won the street stock feature. Justin Mills won the slingshots. And Patrick Blue won the enduro. Out in California, where the weather was slightly better than that of New York, they ran the 25 hours of Thunderhill. I did not misspeak. The 25 hours of Thunderhill on the road course in Willows, California. Big salute goes to Flying Lizard Motorsports. They take the checkered flag after this grueling event. Their co-drivers, some of the best road racers around. Darren Law Mike Hedlund and Johannes van Overbeek, three of the greats that are in North American road racing right now. You proved it with a Flying Lizard. Great team to endure that race for 25 hours. Now, let's get to the stock car story, the short track pavement stock car story, let's call it, of the weekend. It is still ongoing. If you haven't been up to date, let me bring you up to date. The Snowball Derby sort of took place, for the most part, over the weekend in Pensacola, Florida at the Five Flags Speedway. Let's back up a little bit. I'll get you right up to speed with everything that happened down there. Thursday night, the Bomber main event was won by BJ Latham, and the Sportsman main was won by Steve Buttrick. On Friday night, Super Stocks were taken by George Gorham, and the Modified Feature won by Corey Rubel. And on Saturday, the Pro Truck 50 was won by Jarrett Parker, and the Pro Late Model Snowflake 100, huge race for the Pro Late Models over the year. Augie Grill was your winner there. Now, the Snowball Derby itself, the Super Late Model 300, scheduled to go green Sunday afternoon at 2 p.m. Rain. They delayed the start of the race. They eventually got a window. They drive the track, intended to run the race Sunday night. Cars were going through tech, getting gridded. The rains came again, so no Sunday night Snowball Derby. It was postponed until today. We're supposed to go green at 6 p.m. Eastern time today, 5 p.m. local time there in the central time zone. Rain has been persistent all day. The Snowball Derby has been postponed yet again. It will be run tomorrow, Tuesday, 5 p.m. Central Time, green flag, 6 p.m. Eastern time for our time zone where we are here in Charlotte. We will be following that race tomorrow night, so it will be a Tuesday night in December Snowball Derby. The forecast for tomorrow looking much better than it has been the last few days. As I looked at, followed the event day-to-day over the past week, this with the parking of the haulers last Wednesday and tech day and the first practices on Thursday, I watched and kept track of the action online down there at Pensacola all week long, and that forecast for Sunday was very, very ominous. Not with a chance of showers 50-60, but we were looking at thunderstorms, 100% chance throughout the day, 90% chance, 80% chance at some hours. Sunday was not looking good at all. When we looked at the forecast for yesterday and we were waiting out the rain delay, today's did not look any better. It was not any better. Lots of rain falling there today. So a big short track race. It would go green tomorrow where the forecast is better. We should be able to go green on time at 6 p.m. Eastern time on Tuesday night. Now the track is modified a little bit with these conditions. So many of the pit crews, both professional and amateur for that matter, cannot make the makeup date. At this level of racing, you're not dealing with professional race teams per se, the way you would with IndyCars or any of the top three national touring series of NASCAR. These are a lot of weekend warriors. Very few of these guys do it for a living. Just about the entire pit area is full of volunteers not getting paid for their time. So for them to take time off of work last week and then take Monday off, basically a sick day, some not, as well as Tuesday as well. It's tough sledding there. So what they have done is they've modified the procedure a little bit, and the pit stops will not be live. When cars come into the pits, the field will be frozen in the order in which they come into the pits. Those cars that do not pit will restart at the front of the field. The cars that do pit will restart behind those cars, but it will be in the exact order that you entered onto pit road. Basically, you cannot lose or gain a position on pit road. The cars that come onto pit road off of turn four will be scored as they cross the line. They will be lined up in that exact same order upon leaving the pits, no matter how slow or fast their pit stop was. They will leave pit road and will line up behind whatever cars did not enter pit road there. We'll have to see how this one plays out. It's disappointing because I really enjoy the pit stop factor of this race. Live stops, strategy, when should you pit, should you stay out, do you want to take two tires, do you want to take four tires, how many times do you want to pit during the race. They have a limited amount of tires. They can't go just willy-nilly and like Darlington and throw 12 sets of tires at the car. So I enjoyed that, but I certainly understand why the Five Flags Speedway and the management down there is doing what they do. a lot of the pit crews could not stay for today, never mind tomorrow. So I think a lot of the teams are just scrambling to get enough help to service these cars tomorrow out of Tuesday when you've been a short track race. Basically, everybody's been down there for the better part of a week already. Let's move to our stock car focus from the short tracks to NASCAR. Let's talk a little bit about Monster Energy. They had a big announcement last week. They announced themselves as a title sponsor of NASCAR's premier series. I should say NASCAR hosted the announcement last week in Las Vegas. This raised more than a few eyebrows for a few things here and there. For instance, NASCAR comes along and says Monster Energy will sponsor what we have known as Winston Cup, Nextel Cup, Sprint Cup, Grand National Racing for the past several years. They came there just to make the announcement, and there was no specific name set for NASCAR's Premier Series. That's what we're calling this right now, Monster's sponsorship of NASCAR's Premier Series. This is getting kind of long, like the artist formerly known as Prince. There is no name yet, nor was there a logo unveiled. When was the last time we saw any kind of a press conference where you didn't throw that wrap off of a sign and have a new logo or everything like that? That is part of the announcement. And we've been telling you the past few weeks that a lot of the promotional photographs and diecasts and t-shirts and souvenirs have been printed already with a space left open for the sponsor logo for next year. Well, without a logo, you haven't really stepped forward in that department. So my question is, why did we have that announcement last week right before the banquet out in Las Vegas? Now, granted, Racers Reunion Radio, Speedway Report, we criticize NASCAR plenty. We do. They've done a lot right, got it, but they've done a lot that we disagree with and have criticized them. But in spite of the chase and everything that's attached to Sprint, the Sprint Corporation has spent a tremendous amount of money with NASCAR over the years. Why would you not wait just a few more days to let them have their banquet, have their award ceremony, and not take any attention away from Sprint for the dollars they paid? Circle back around to what I just said. What was the hurry? You don't have a name ready for the Premier Series. You don't have a logo ready for the Premier Series, for the Cup Series. You don't know what you're going to call it. You don't know what the sign's going to be. So what was the hurry? What was the point? That raises my eyebrows, and I go, why did they do what they did? It all seems a little bit odd to me. Now, rumors are circulating that the Monster check that is written to NASCAR is significantly smaller than the Sprint check that was written to NASCAR. I think that this late in the game where Sprint is getting out, we are at the end of 2016, there is nobody in place for 2017, that puts the bargaining chip in the hands of the company that wishes to step up to the plate and sponsor NASCAR. Every day you go, that price drops a little bit more. That and the fact, if you look at the attendance as well as the television ratings and how that information is getting out there, there's no way you can demand the kind of money that they got from Nextel or Sprint as they began this relationship back in the early 2000s. Now, there's something else that really bothered me, and it ties right into what we all talk about here at Racers Reunion. Monster's, one of the managers there, Monster CEO Mark Hall, was asked about retaining existing fans. He said, younger generations set trends. It's up to older people to adapt. This troubles me greatly. This is a quote that really drives home what we have been talking about here on this network, Speedway Report, on Racing Through History, the Goat Rodeo, basically on the network, that the biggest mistake in general that NASCAR does, and that's drive away their established fans. They've worked so hard to get that younger generation, that younger demographic, to get to the races, to get to the grandstands, to get in front of the television or the radio. They've missed the boat and driven away their older, established fans. Said this over and over again. How do young fans get to the racetrack? I've said, through the older fans. That's how young fans get there. You drive away the previous generation, the young generation is not going to come. Now, on paper, makes a whole lot of sense. You need the younger generation. Absolutely. I don't decry NASCAR that at all. That is smart marketing. It's a brilliant move. We need to get a younger fan base. We need to get those kids. You're right. You're just going about it entirely the wrong way. Now, Monster has a great marketing concept. They've done a lot of good things with Supercross, off-road racing, drag racing, other sports that they've been involved in. Monster has done a lot of good, spent a lot of money on marketing and in promotion, and done a lot of good. But those words by Mark Hall have me concerned that here we go again with more of that NASCAR mentality of not caring about that older fan and that person that has been established for years and years. We're putting those seats in the grandstands. Where is that person? Who's reaching out to the 40-year-old, the 45-year-old, the 30-year-old? I don't know if anybody is, but they're certainly reaching out to that 22-year-old. Let me tell you something. When I had 22, I didn't have any money. I had no money to go to buy tickets to racetracks. It took me until I was in my 30s or 40s to have any money to go to the racetrack. That's who you should be courting. If you get that 50-year-old, that 40-year-old going to the racetrack and get him back, he's the race fan, trust me, he'll be bringing his children. His sons, his daughters will come to the racetrack. That is your next generation of race fan. Monster, please, I'm begging you, pay attention. Other big news that came out over the past week, Nico Rosberg, done, retired. How long have we talked about on this show the battles that him and Lewis Hamilton have had in Formula One, the two Mercedes drivers over the years? We've gotten so many comments. F1 is boring. It's a Mercedes show. Back and forth. Hamilton, Rosberg, Rosberg, Hamilton. Well, there won't be any talk of that anymore. Nico Rosberg has hung up his helmet. He has won the Formula One World Championship. And he's retired. He's done. His dad, KK, was the 1982 World Champion. He did not stick around Formula One very long. Made a big splash. Won a championship. Raced on into the future. But he retired without a very, very long Formula One career. Now, Nico Rosberg, I read his press release over Twitter that he described what he had to do to win the Formula One World Championship. To drive at the level that was required of him, to beat his teammate Lewis Hamilton in the Mercedes camp, in those cars, in that machinery, he had to have a tremendous high level of mental focus. His wife Vivian basically took care of their young daughter week to week. From what I gathered or interpreted from Rosberg's release was that he basically neglected his family. His wife was on board with it for him to win the world championship. When he came home from one weekend, and these guys fly all over the world, very, very grueling type of schedule, flies home, comes home, he had to mentally recover from one race and get ready for the next one. Now, maybe a guy like Lewis Hamilton is wired a little different where he doesn't need to do that. Of course, he's not married and does not have a family, so your mindset changes with that. As anybody in our audience knows, you know, when you have children and have a wife, your mental game changes on life in general. Nico basically had to ignore his wife and his daughter, not give them the kind of attention and dedication that they needed. I'm a family guy. I understand that. I don't like to do that. I never like to neglect my family at all about anything. Nico has his Formula One World Championship. It was not worth him to go through another season like that to try to win another title. Could he have reduced his mental focus on that and raced at a lesser capacity? Yes, he probably could have, but a real racer would not. If you're not out there trying to win every single race to win that championship, you've got no business being on that racetrack. Rosberg had to lift his mental game to such a high level, he had to step away from his family. Not physically, but mentally. So the young daughters growing up basically missed a year of their lives. He will forever be known as a Formula One world champion, but now he can focus on being a dad and a husband. I don't blame him one bit. Nico, I hope we see you around the racetrack again for the rest of your years. He's only 31 years old. He's got plenty of money. He's a Formula One world champion. I hope he is around the tracks in the U.S. and hopefully he gets back, Europe. I hope he gets back to the U.S. I'd like to see him here someday. Be great to come across him on one of the road races that I happen to traipse across to for Speedway Report. Speaking of that type of activity, did you catch any of the video or any of our Florida friends head down to Daytona for the Ferrari World Finals? over the weekend. That was amazing. They had this huge, they tried to set a world record, I don't know if the Speedway did, for Ferrari enthusiasts to have a Ferrari parade around the racetrack, and they actually did laps at highway speed, not too quick, for these Ferrari guys. Just, you know, if you were in the area or owned a Ferrari, I had a part of the Ferrari club, you can get down there. One of the highlights for me, we saw Formula One cars on the Daytona road course. Sebastian Vettel and Kimi Raikkonen were there with Ferrari. They came down pit road, did a pit stop, went out onto the tri-oval. They did not use the oval, they used the infield road course. But still, listening to those Ferraris scream around that Daytona International Speedway, that is something else. I would recommend going to YouTube and checking that out, the Ferraris at Daytona. Jerry Smith mentioned this on Stars Radio in the last half hour. Big late model event coming to Bristol, Tennessee, May 19th, 20th, 21st, 2017. The super late models sanctioned by CRA, ARCA, Cars, and the Southern Super Series. Crate late models, late model stock cars, compacts, and modifieds. All these sanctioning bodies working together to have a big short track event next May at Thunder Valley Bristol Motor Speedway. As we mentioned, there are rumors of Dodge returning to NASCAR, the potential for there. As I mentioned to Tim Leaning in the chat room, where there is smoke, there is fire. I haven't seen anything officially yet. It may be out there and I haven't just seen it, but wouldn't that be cool to bring Dodge back into NASCAR, hopefully in all three National Touring Series. And later this week, well, the media is getting together for a go-kart race here in Mooresville. See if I can wrangle an invitation to that one. Some of the NASCAR short track champions will be in town for the banquet in Charlotte this weekend. We'll see if we can bang a wheel or two, see if we can get a hold of any of these guys for next week's show. And naturally, tomorrow night, we will be following the Snowball Derby and have the results for you next week here on Speedway Report. But in between our shows, don't wait for us on Monday night. Head to SpeedwayReport.com. We've got our Speedway Report TV replays posted on the site as well. You also got columns. Vicki Miller, Steve Zollner, and Paul Bloffus and myself are writing there. Now, I had a column from last week, a little bit of a daydream column, a what if Jimmy Johnson did the Indy 500 and Coke 600 Memorial Day double. And I have another one posting tomorrow at 10 Eastern Time. I have a look at Richard Petty, Dale Earnhardt, and Jimmy Johnson, the seven-time championship trio. I may not write exactly what you think I would write. Head to SpeedwayReport.com right now for some good articles and the seven-time champion story posts at 10 a.m. tomorrow. Please stop by SpeedwayReport.com. Big thanks to Jeff Gilder, ZRN, and Racers Reunion for the production work tonight. Jeff and the Racers Reunion family will be back Tuesday tomorrow at 7 Eastern Time with Racing Through History. We call it the Goat Rodeo. Thank everyone on the Racers Reunion chat rooms for tuning in. I like to cause a little trouble over there. Hopefully the Toyota fans gave Tim a little bit of ribbing. I kind of enjoy that. Love you guys on the stock car site and the drag racing site as well. Now let me ask you this. Did you tune in late or want to catch a rebroadcast of Speedway Report or any of our Racers Reunion programs? Let me tell you a little bit about the network. You can catch up like this. Racers Reunion Radio produces live content every Monday and Tuesday. That replays 24/7 through the week, and you can hear that anytime by just clicking Listen Now. That's a button on SpeedwayReport.com, and we also archive all the shows for on demand. And you can just go to the stock car homepage at RacersReunion.com and Speedway Report. TV shows and radio shows, they're on demand there. So we've got replays, and then watch them and listen anytime you want. I want to thank all of the military past and present for the freedoms we enjoy as Americans in our daily life, including the simple things like bench racing right here on a Monday night. Freedom is not free, and a veteran paid that bill for us. To all of the men and women who are defending freedom and watching Speedway Report, especially as we remember Pearl Harbor Day on Wednesday, take care of yourselves and come home soon. And a special salute to the teachers, school staff, firefighters, police officers, and paramedics in our own communities. They are quiet and modest heroes every single day. God bless and thank you. You have been watching Speedway Report from the shores of Lake Norman in Race City, USA, Mooresville, North Carolina. Produced and broadcast by the Zeus Radio Network for Racers Reunion Radio. Don't go anywhere. BP, JB, and BS are coming right up at the top of the hour of Racing and Rocking with DragList.com. A reminder, give our Facebook page Speedway Report with Patrick Reynolds a like, and you can follow me on Twitter at SpeedwayPat. For Jeff Gilder, I'm Patrick Reynolds. We will be back in 1 week with news from PRI and Indy, the NASCAR Media Go-Kart Race, the NASCAR Home Track Banquets here in Charlotte, and Racing's Hot Topics. Thank you all for joining us on Facebook Live and Racers Reunion. Good night.